Yo, what's up, my self-care fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of truth serum, straight from the internet streets where real talk thrives. You know that feeling when you're drowning in assignments, scrolling through endless social media drama, and basically living on a diet of instant ramen? Yeah, me too. And guess what? That's why we need to ditch the self-care quick fixes and level up to a whole new game. Self-care as a lifestyle. Because let's be real, masking your stress with another face mask or binge-watching K-dramas for hours isn't sustainable, okay? It's like putting a band-aid on a gaping wound. You might feel good for 5 minutes, but the pain is still there, lurking in the shadows, waiting to resurface. So how do we actually stop using self-care as a quick fix and turn it into a daily ritual that genuinely nourishes our souls? Buckle up, fam, because I'm about to drop some serious wisdom bombs. First off, let's talk about mindset. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and avocado toast, although those are pretty amazing. It's about consciously prioritizing your well-being in every aspect of your life. Mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. Think of it as investing in your future self, because a happy, healthy you is a productive, awesome you. Second, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. You don't have to do a full spa day makeover every single day. It's about incorporating small, intentional acts of self-care into your routine. Take 5 minutes to meditate in the morning, listen to your favorite playlist while you walk, or disconnect from social media for an hour and read a good book. Those tiny moments add up, trust me. Third, listen to your body, fam. It's constantly sending you signals about what it needs. Feeling drained? Take a nap. Feeling stressed? Live together. Go for a walk in nature. Ignoring these cues is like trying to run a marathon on empty batteries. You're going to crash and burn eventually. Fourth, get real with your goals. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with one or two small changes that feel manageable and build from there. Remember, consistency is key. Even 5 minutes of daily mindfulness can make a world of difference over time. And lastly, don't forget to celebrate your wins, big and small. You deserve to be proud of yourself for taking steps towards becoming your best self. Give yourself a high five, blast your favorite song, or treat yourself to that coffee you've been craving. You earned it.
So picture this. It's Monday morning.
Your alarm is screaming at you like the school bully from our childhood nightmares. You're already dreading the day, right? But wait, you remember last week's self-care epiphany? You decide to ditch the snooze button, throw on some comfy clothes, and spend 5 minutes doing a quick meditation. Boom! You start your day feeling calm and collected, instead of frazzled and overwhelmed. That's the magic of integrating self-care into your daily life. It's not about avoiding the inevitable Monday morning blues. It's about navigating them with grace and resilience. Let me say that again, because this is huge. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Now go out there, rock your day, and remember to treat yourself like the freaking VIP you are. Don't forget to hit me up on Insta at Riley Hart Podcast and let me know what small self-care rituals you're adding to your life this week. And if you loved this episode, share it with your squad because knowledge is power and we need to spread the self-care love far and wide. Don't forget to follow, rate, and subscribe. Your girl needs all the support she can get in this crazy world. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.